Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance and subscribe to my free newsletter and lots of other really cool things that you can do there, especially if you're a small business owner or want to be. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests, ladies and gentlemen. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. They've done some outstanding work in taking personality research that's been conducted over the last 60 or 70 years and converting that into information that you and I need for to use this information in our business, in the marketplace. And they've done that in their book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce and Jane, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jane.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. I never know what Pierce is going to say, folks. Who knows what he's going to say. But we're going to have some fun today because in the past, we've spent a lot of time talking about the personality as it relates to me and you as business owners and to our employees and to our prospective employees. But I don't think we've ever applied the personality profile work that you guys are doing to our customers and how we work with our customers before, and so this is a new angle, and I'm glad you guys want to talk about today. Where do we start?
Well, we first of all start just thinking about we've examined who the entrepreneur is, and we've talked about who the small business owner is. Today, what we want to talk about is who is the person that has the natural traits to be able to deal most effectively with our customers. And we thought we'd like to go in depth and talk about the five-factor model of personality and how it relates to those people so that when your small business owners are looking for the right person, they're not trying to hire somebody like themselves, but they're looking for someone who really can come up to the plate and give the best customer service possible.
Now, Pierce, it sounds like Jane is saying we might have employees who don't need to be talking to customers.
Well, we may have small business owners that don't need to be talking to customers.
And they sure don't know that, do they?
Well, let's look at it this way. With respect to our jobs, there is the part of the job that we learn that we didn't know when we started, and there's the part that comes naturally to us. And the part that comes naturally to us is our personality that we're born with and that we develop over the years. The part that we learn may or may not fit naturally with the natural part. You know, for example, the sales function involves going out and meeting and greeting and making cold calls and that sort of thing. Well, that fits very naturally onto a personality that is outgoing. And so if you put an outgoing personality and teach them a sales role, all other things being equal, it should work. Now, the corollary of that is, for example, with customer service, one of the things that you want in a good customer service person is somebody who worries about the customer being served well and who gets upset when the small business does not do right by the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means then is that we can teach the person that the customer is always right. We can send them to customer service school, as it were, and teach them things that have to do with the customer always being right. But if this individual also is a natural worrier, then what they're going to do is they're going to take that learning about the customer always being right and make it come alive by always worrying and advocating on the part of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't want in a customer service role is somebody who is absolutely calm, unflappable, and basically says, "You can't get there from here, man."
Right. Mm-hmm.
and just doesn't worry about it. On the other hand, you want a manager, you want a small business owner who is, in fact, calm and rock solid and instills confidence in the people. So one of the things that the owner, him or herself, needs to be aware of is that sometimes they need to get out of that calm mode and worry about the customer for occasionally,
mm-hmm.
unless there's a person on their staff who can do it naturally.
If the customer is a person who tends to get upset easily, and they call you and they're upset about your product or your service,
mm-hmm.
and then you treat it very cavalierly,
right?
That's going to escalate the problem. They're going to get even more angry.
Right, exactly. And we're going to talk about that, how to resolve these issues, how to identify this when you see that in front of you, and how to make sure you handle it properly. We're going to do that with Pierce and Jane Howard right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, and coming up in the hour straight ahead, Jorian Clark is going to be with us. And Jorian is one of our top web experts, and she's going to help us make sure we put our best foot forward online. And Steve Martin is going to join us, and we're going to talk about making sure that we're putting enough profit on the bottom line, how to do that, especially in today's world where we have a lack of pricing power. We got to figure out how to make a profit. Steve's going to help us do that. We're visiting with Pierce and Jane Howard. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Also, Pierce is the author of the Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is still out there. It's a magnificent book, folks, about 3 inches thick, and just an incredible resource book for how the brain works and why we do what we do. But the new book that they've written, that he's written with his wife Jane, is The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, which is available wherever books are sold. And also, Jane, you guys got a website too, don't you?
We do. You can reach us by going to www.centax, and that spells CENTACS.com.
Okay. And also, can't they find out more about some of the tests that you guys make available to people? If somebody wanted to do a better job of screening their employees, making sure that they had the round pegs and the round holes and the square pegs and the square holes, you guys offer some resources there on your website for that, don't you?
Absolutely. We are happy to talk with people about that. They can contact our company directly. We have an 800 number, which is 1-800-BIG-5555. So the big five, the five-factor model of personality, is what we'd like to talk with folks about.
All right. And I took one of their tests, folks, but you're not going to find out what they told me, because I don't... Pierce, I refuse to become a Buddhist monk. I don't care what you say. But anyway... You know, I want to tell you about a little scenario that happened to me, and you tell me if this fits into what we're talking about. Recently, we had to move some stuff from a house. We had to move a house of some goods from one place into a storage building, an employee gave us an estimate, and I thought that his estimate was high. Not that I thought he was charging us too much, that the price was too much, but I thought that the way he was calculating the men that would be required to move and all that was way too much. And so when I called back to discuss it with him, he wasn't there, but his boss was, the owner of the company. Small business. I was trying to do business with a small business. And I said, look, I only need 2 men in a truck. I know I moved this stuff in there. I know what it takes to get it out, to get it in there, and what to get it out. And I promise you, 2 men in a truck is all I need, and it'll take as long as it takes, but I don't need 3 men. Because I've done this before, and the third man winds up folding blankets at my expense. And he says, we either do it with 3 men, and we don't do the job.
Mm.
And I said, what? He said, you can go somewhere else if you need 2 men in the truck. And so I said, okay, have a good life. And I hung up, and I called another company, and I said, I need 2 men in a truck. He said, we have a cancellation tomorrow. We can be there at 8:30.
That's great.
And guess what? Those 2 men moved me in less time than I actually thought.
Mm-hmm.
And not the 3 men. Didn't need the 3 men. Didn't need the time that the other guys did. But the point is the other company just basically, he didn't want to discuss it.
Well, that the trait that was operative there that's so important in customer service is that this is the trait that makes it possible for somebody to eat crow. We call it the A trait, agreeableness or accommodation. It's the tendency to accommodate oneself to others. Now, typically, traditionally in this country, strong managers and owners have been very low on this A trait. They tend to be challengers. They tend to be defiant. They're competitive. They're tough.
They ask questions.
And in terms of your host is going to talk about how important it is to make a profit and protect the bottom line, that trait of being low on A is associated with making a profit because it protects the bottom line. However, in terms of dealing with the customer, you want people that have high A, or you at least want a person with low A who knows when to turn it off and to turn on the high A.
Right.
And the high A is the part of us that is agreeable, that says, oh, you're right, and I was in error there. And this reminds me of we were at the family wedding this weekend up in the North Carolina mountains, and I gave a toast to the young couple that is attributed to Ogden Nash, but my mother always used to give this quote to the young married couple as being the hardest advice you'll ever have to follow, and that is, day in and day out, when you're wrong, admit it, and when you're right, forget it. And in essence, that's kind of what the tough owner or manager needs to be able to do. They need to get out of that role of always being right, and it always has to go their way. That sometimes there's a different way, a better way, an alternate way. And if you cannot get out of that mode, then you better let somebody else handle the customer.
Well, what this guy, and that's excellent advice, Pierce. Jane, what this guy didn't get was I called back. I obviously wanted to do business with him.
That's right.
And I didn't just say, you're charging me too much money. I think I came across as somebody he could believe that this owner I was talking to had never seen the job. And so, you know, I was trying to say, you know, and what he could have said was, you know what, I don't know whether you're right or not, but we'll send out two men and they'll take as long as they take. And you know, he could have said, you know, maybe we'll get our money either, you know, eventually because it, you know, whatever. But he just
didn't have the right person.
He basically sent exactly. He sent me somewhere else, and we went somewhere else. And that's a lesson, folks, for all small business owners. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Pierce and Jane Howard.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
We're back at 7 till. We're visiting with Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, available wherever books are sold. Don't forget to check out their website. It's a very interesting website, folks. It's unlike any that you've probably ever seen before. Some great information there. It's Syntax. That's with a C, syntax.com. Was that C-E-N-T-A-C-S?
That's it.
.com. Jane, okay, I'm a small business owner. I've been listening to we three going on and on about personality and customer service, and I'm sitting there saying, okay, you've got my attention. Now, how do I make sure that we don't make these mistakes? What do I got to do to make sure that my personality and the personality of my employees aren't hindering good customer service?
Well, you need to find out what they are, first of all. Our book can help you do that. It can help you determine the personality profile of the other people working with you. Syntax can also help you do that as well.
So you're talking about making sure that we know whether Joe and Jill are, where Joe is currently customer service and Jill is not, perhaps we need to reverse those roles when they're, because of their personalities with regard to handling customers.
That's right. There's one real important trait that we haven't addressed yet, and that's the trait that we call C, or consolidation. Typically, for small business owners, we want them to be very focused on their goals, and that would be somebody with a high score on that particular trait.
Right.
But for customer service, we want someone who can easily get pulled off task and not resent it. It could be that man you called about moving you interrupted him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had been very high on consolidation, he would have been busy doing something and wouldn't have wanted to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the person who's on the other end of that phone or the person who greets the customer at our place of business to be a person who doesn't mind being interrupted, who doesn't mind shifting their focus away from what they were doing over to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want somebody who's low in that consolidation trait, who is a multitasker, who is very comfortable being interrupted.
But also, as a practical matter, they've got to be, have been. We have to have given them the instruction that it's okay to drop whatever I've told you to do if a customer has a problem.
Yeah, and you were asking what can an owner do to improve service, knowing the limitations of the natural behaviors of himself or herself or their people. Well, one thing that you can do is to make some little signs. Just get on your computer and make some signs. For example, if you've got very disciplined and ambitious people who don't like to be interrupted, make a sign that says, customers are not interruptions. They're our lifeblood.
Mm-hmm.
And make signs that remind you to get out of your natural frame of mind when there's an urgent customer need.
Boy, when you walk into a place, a business, whether it be a big business or a little business, and whoever's there acts like you're interrupting them, that's like a neon sign, isn't it?
It's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
It's a huge turnoff.
Sure makes me want to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
And whenever I see that in a small business, it breaks my heart.
Yep.
Because I realize, you know, this is failure waiting to happen.
Exactly.
Well, and in today's marketplace, there are so many businesses that are doing the same thing. In essence, the only thing you can do to differentiate yourself is to give better customer service.
That's small business owners have to realize, Jane, you said it exactly right. They have to realize that what the business that they're in is not what they have to sell, but how they deliver it.
Right.
That's the only way to differentiate yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We got about a minute or so left. What are some last thoughts that we need to get across?
For the customer service person, mm-hmm. We want to have somebody who enjoys doing the same thing over and over again so that they just get better and better at it. And if we've got somebody who's real creative, who likes a variety of jobs, then they're probably not going to be the best customer service person.
Don't we also need, Pierce, somebody who's empathetic?
Absolutely. You need somebody who can walk in the other moccasins. That's the trait that we call A. And the person who is very low in A is the one who says, Jim, you can't do it with two guys. You do
mm-hmm.
it with three or you do it with none.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the person who's low in A and is not empathetic.
And A,
right.
Remind us what A is.
That's the trait that measures what we call agreeableness or accommodation.
Accommodation,
the degree
yeah.
to which an individual accommodates to the needs of other people.
Right. Jane and Pierce Howard, thank you very much. Good job today. I've enjoyed our visit, and you got some good information out for us, and we appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Bye, Jane.
Bye.
Bye, Pierce.
Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one of you. Don't forget to take care of those customers. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.